Yet I do not hold myself to be free from weakness, for the commanding self is surely prone to enjoin evil, except on whom my Lord has mercy. My Lord is, of course, protector against sins, ever merciful. And the king said, Bring him to me. I will make him my special attaché. And when he, Joseph, came and spoke to him, he, the king, said, From this day you hold a notable position of honor and trust with us. Joseph said, Appoint me over the treasurers of the land, for I am a careful keeper and possessed of knowledge of the job. That is how we granted Joseph high power in the country. He wielded authority therein wherever he chose. We bestow our mercy on whomsoever we will, and we suffer not the reward of the doers of excellent deeds to be lost. Yet those who believe and have been guarding against sin and dutiful shall have a much better reward in the hereafter. And in the years of famine, Joseph's brothers came from Canaan to Egypt, and they presented themselves to him. But though he knew them, they recognized him not. When he had provided them with their provision, he said, When you come next, bring me your brother from your father's side. Do you not see that I give full measure of corn, and I am the best of hosts? But if you do not bring him to me, there shall be no more measure of corn for you from me, nor shall you find access to me. They said, We will certainly persuade his father to part with him, and we are sure to do it. And he said to his servants, Put their cash, they paid for the corn, in their saddlebags, and to himself, that they may recognize it as benevolence, when they return to their family, and perhaps they may come back with his brother on this account. So when they returned to their father, they said, Our father, a further measure of corn has been denied us, unless we take our brother Benjamin with us. Therefore send our brother with us, that we may have our measure of corn, and we will surely be able to take due care of him. Jacob said, Shall I trust you with him, as I trusted you with his brother before? Allah is the best guardian, and he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. And when they unpacked their goods, they found their cash too returned to them. They said, Our father, what more should we desire? Here is our cash returned to us. And if Benjamin accompanies us, we will make the best use of it. We will bring food for our family, and we will take care of our brother, and we shall have the measure of a camel load in addition. That measure of corn we have already brought is a light one, and so little and insufficient. He said, Never will I send him with you until you give me a solemn pledge in the name of Allah that you shall surely bring him to me unless it be that you yourselves are beset with difficult circumstances. When they had given him their pledge, he said, Allah shall be guardian over what we have agreed. And he also said on their departure, My sons, reaching Egypt, enter the city not by one gate, rather enter it by different gates. Yet I can avail you not against the decree of Allah. The decision only rests with Allah. In him do I put my trust, and in him let all who would trust put their trust in the like manner. And when they entered the city after the manner their father had bidden them, it could not at all help them against the decree of Allah. All that it came to was that Jacob's desire he had in his mind was thus satisfied, and his purpose achieved, and he was surely possessed of knowledge, because we had imparted full knowledge to him. But most people do not know these things. When they entered upon Joseph, he betook his brother to himself for restful lodging, making him his personal guest. He, Joseph, said to Benjamin, I am your real brother, Joseph, so now do not grieve over what they have been doing. When he had provided them with their provision, someone put a drinking cup in the saddlebag of his brother Benjamin. Then it so happened that a crier called, O men of the caravan carrying the corn, you are most surely thieves. They, men of the caravan, said, turning towards them, What is it that you are missing? They said, We find the king's measuring vessel missing, and added, Whoever restores it shall receive a camel load of corn as a reward. And one of them said, I am surely responsible for it. They replied, By Allah, you know well that we did not come to commit mischief in this country, nor are we professional thieves. They, the Egyptians, said, What shall be the punishment for this theft if you are proved to be liars? They replied, The punishment for this is that he in whose saddlebag this vessel is found shall himself be the penalty for it, and so he himself shall be confiscated as its forfeit. This is how we punish the wrongdoers. Then he, the king's herald, began the search with the sacks of others before he came to the sack of his brother Benjamin. Finding the vessel therein, he brought it out of his brother's sack. That is how we contrived for Joseph to keep Benjamin with him. Otherwise he could not have taken his brother according to the king's law. Yet it came about as Allah willed. We raise in degrees of rank whomsoever we will. And over and above every possessor of knowledge, there is one Almighty God who is all-knowing. Joseph's brother said, If he has stolen, no wonder a brother of his had also committed theft before this. But Joseph kept it secret in his heart and did not disclose it to them. He simply said, You are a worse case and Allah knows best what you are alleging. Brothers of Joseph said, O noble chief, surely he has an old father, advanced in years, so retain one of us in his place. Surely we see you to be of the doers of good to all. He said, God forbid that we take anyone except the one with whom we found our property, for otherwise we would, of course, be unjust. When they were despaired of moving him, they retired to confer together in private. One of their leaders said, Are you not aware that your father has bound you to a solemn pledge in the name of Allah? And how before this you fell short of your duty in respect of Joseph? Never will I, therefore, leave this land until my father gives me permission, or Allah, who is the best of judges, decides the matter for me. Return all of you to your father and say, Our father, your son has committed the theft. And we say no more than what we know, and we did not witness him stealing, and we could not be guardians over what was unseen by us. And you may inquire of the inhabitants of the city we were in, and of the people of the caravan, carrying the corn we accompanied. We speak nothing but the truth. So when reaching home, Jacob's sons gave all this information to him. Jacob said, Nay, it is not so. Rather, your baser selves have embellished to you another abominable thing. So now showing patience is befitting. It is not far from the grace of Allah to bring them all to me, for he is indeed the all-knowing, the all-wise. And he turned away from them and said, Oh, my grief for Joseph! And his eyes were drowned with tears for the pangs of grief, and he was suppressing his sorrow. They said, By Allah, you will not cease mentioning Joseph until you are consumed away for some disease or become of the perished. He replied, I complain of my anguish and of my sorrow to Allah alone. I know from Allah what you do not know. Go, my sons, and make a thorough search for Joseph and his brother. Do not despair of Allah's soothing mercy. Verily, none but the people who deny the truth can ever lose hope of Allah's soothing mercy. And when they, Joseph's brothers, came again before him, they said, O noble chief, distress and poverty due to famine has befallen us and our family. We have brought only a scanty amount of money. Give us, nonetheless, full measure of corn, and show us charity. Surely Allah rewards the charitable. Joseph said, Are you aware what you did to Joseph and his brother in your ignorance? They were startled and said, Are you Joseph? Yes, you are Joseph indeed. He said, Yes, I am Joseph, and this is my brother Benjamin. Allah has indeed been gracious to us. As a matter of fact, he who guards against evil, seeking refuge in him, and patiently perseveres, will find that Allah suffers not the reward of the doers of good to others to be lost. They said, By Allah, Allah has surely exalted you above us, and we have indeed been guilty. Joseph said, No reproach from me shall be on you this day. May Allah forgive you. He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Go with this, my shirt, and lay it before my father. He will come to know the whole affair and as well believe, and bring to me the whole of your family. So when the caravan with the corn departed from Egypt, their father said, If you do not pronounce my judgment to be weak and unsound, let me tell you that I do scent the power of Joseph. They, people of Joseph's household, said, By Allah, you are still suffering from your old delusion. And when the bearer of the happy tidings came to Jacob, he laid it, the shirt, before him, and he became enlightened about the true state of affairs. He said, Did I not tell you that I know from Allah what you do not know? They said, Our father, pray that our sins are forgiven to us, for certainly we have been sinful. He, Jacob, said, I will certainly pray to my Lord to forgive you. Surely he is the most forgiving, the ever merciful. And when they all came to Joseph, he betook his parents to himself for a restful lodging, and said, Enter the city, if Allah will. You shall always be safe and secure. And he took his parents to the royal court, and they all fell down prostrate before God because of him, and he said, My father, this is the real fulfillment of my vision of old. My Lord has made it come true. He has been gracious to me, indeed, when he released me out of the prison and brought you from the desert. This all happened after Satan had stirred up discord between me and my brothers. Surely my Lord is beneficent to whomsoever he pleases. He it is who is the all-knowing, the all-wise. Addressing his Lord, Joseph then said, My Lord, you have bestowed a part of the sovereignty upon me, and it is you who have imparted me true knowledge of the significance of divine sayings. O you, the originator of the heavens and the earth, you alone are my patron in this world and the hereafter. Let it be that I die in a state of complete submission to you. Let it be that I join the righteous. Prophet, this narrative is a part of the important news of the hidden realities which we reveal to you. You were not present with these enemies of yours when they agreed upon their plan against you, and they are still hatching subtle plots. And many people, even though you ardently desire it, will not at all believe, while you ask them for no wages for it. On the other hand, this Quran is but a source of eminence and glory for all humankind. And many are the signs in the heavens and the earth, which they pass by turning away arrogantly from them. In fact, most of them believe not in Allah without at the same time ascribing partners to him. Do they then feel secure from the coming of an overwhelming punishment on them from Allah, or the sudden coming of the hour upon them, taking them unaware? Say, This is my path. I call to Allah. I am on sure knowledge verifiable by reason, and so are those who follow me. I believe that holy is Allah. I am not of the polytheists. And we sent none as messengers before you, but they were men from among the people of the townships to whom we revealed our will. Have they not then journeyed in the land, and seen how was the end of their predecessors? Indeed, the abode of the hereafter holds out better promises for those who guard against evil and keep their duty. will you not then refrain from disbelief and unrighteous deeds? It always happened with the previous messengers as well. They went on with their teachings, till when those messengers despaired of believing on the part of their people, and they, the people of their nation, thought that they have been told only lies in the name of revelations. Our help reached these messengers suddenly, delivering those whom we pleased. Surely our punishment is not averted from the people who sever their ties with us. Most assuredly, the narratives of the people gone by contain lessons for the people possessed of pure and clear understanding. This Quran is no forged narrative. It is a fulfillment of those prophecies contained in the scriptures which were before it, and is a detailed exposition of all things, and a guide and a mercy to a people who believe.
Al-Ra'd, the thunder. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Alif Lam Mim Ra. I am Allah, the best knowing, the all seeing. These are the verses of the perfect book, and that which has been revealed to you by your Lord is the complete truth. But most people do not still believe in it. Allah is He who raised up the heavens without any pillars that you can see, and He occupied the throne of sovereignty. And He made the sun and the moon subservient to you. Each one of these planets pursues its course for a specified term. He regulates all affairs of this universe. He explains in detail His messages so that you may have firm conviction of the meeting with your Lord. And it is He who drew forth the earth from another heavenly body and made it productive and fertile by means of particles of other planets, and made firm mountains and rivers on it. He has grown therein fruit of every kind in a pair, comprising both sexes, the male stamens and the female pistils. He causes the night to cover the day. Behold, in all this there are signs for a people who reflect. And in the earth are diverse tracks, side by side, and in them there are gardens of vines, and different kinds of cornfields and date palms, growing in clusters, many together from one root, and others growing separately from different roots. They are all watered with the same water, yet we make some of them excel others in respect of bearing fruit and their taste. Behold, in all this there are signs to recognize their Lord, for a people who use their understanding. And you, O reader, are right, if you would wonder at the disbelievers, for wondrous indeed are their words. Is it true that we shall be raised to a new creation when we are reduced to dust after death? These are the ones who disbelieve in their Lord, and these are the ones who shall have halters around their necks. They shall be the fellows of the fire, wherein they shall abide. They want you to hasten on their punishment in preference to your doing them good, whereas there has already been awarded to the people before them exemplary punishment. Verily, your Lord is full of forgiveness to humankind, despite their unjust doings, yet your Lord is likewise strict in inflicting punishment. And those who disbelieve say, why has no sign of destruction been sent down to him from his Lord? While you are naught but a warner and a guide for every people. Allah knows what every female carries, and He knows what the wombs miscarry, and what they nourish and help to grow. He has the proper and fixed measure of everything. He is the knower of the hidden realities and the visible, the incomparably great, the most exalted. He among you who conceals His thoughts, and He speaks them aloud,
And also, he who lurks by night and he who goes forth openly by day are all alike in his knowledge. He, the messenger, has companies of angels successively ranged before him and behind him. They guard him by the command of Allah. Verily, Allah does not change the condition of a people until they first change their ways and their minds. When Allah decides upon punishing a people, there is no averting it. At that time, they have no helping friend apart from him. He it is who shows you the lightning to induce fear and to inspire hope in you, and it is he who raises the heavy clouds. And the thunder glorifies him with his true praise, and so do the angels in awe of him. He sends the thunderbolts and therewith smites whom he will. Yet they dispute about Allah, though he is mighty in prowess. He alone deserves being called upon in prayer. Those they call upon apart from him give them no response whatsoever, but these polytheists pray to them like one who stretches forth both of his hands towards the water, wishing that it may reach his mouth, while it never reaches it. And the call of the disbelievers is naught but in vain. All those that are in the heavens and on the earth submit to Allah alone, whether they choose to obey willingly or not, and likewise do their shadows, in the mornings and evenings, and they are all subject to the divine law, his law of nature.
Sajdae Tilawat, prostration.
Ask them, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? They will not be able to answer it. Therefore say, it is Allah. Say again, have you even then taken apart from him such other helpers as have no power to receive good or avoid harm, even for themselves? Say, is the blind person as good as the person who can see? Or are the different kinds of darkness the same as the light? Or have they ascribed to Allah associate partners who have created the things as he has created, with the result that the two creations look similar to them? Say, Allah alone is the creator of all things, and he is the one, the most supreme. He sends down some water from the clouds, so that the water courses flow up to their capacity, and the torrent carries on its surface swelling foam. And out of that metal which the people heat in the fire, seeking to make ornaments and other articles, a similar foam rises to the surface of it. In this way does Allah illustrate truth and falsehood. As for the foam, it goes away as does all dross. But as to that which does good to humankind, it stays in the earth. That is how Allah sets forth excellent description of things. There is an everlasting good in store for those who respond to the call of their Lord. And as for those who do not respond to his call, even though they had possessed all that is on the earth and as much more, they would certainly offer it to ransom themselves with it. And it is these for whom an evil reckoning awaits, and their refuge is Jahannam. What a wretched place to rest! How can then he who knows that what has been revealed to you from your Lord is the truth be like the person who is blind? Only those possessed of pure and clear understanding do give thought. These are the persons who fulfill the covenant they made with Allah and do not break their solemn pledge. These are the persons who keep the ties of love and relationship Allah has commanded to be kept, who hold their Lord in awe, and who dread the evil reckoning. And these are the persons who patiently persevere in virtues and in guarding against evil, seek the favor of their Lord and observe prayer, and who spend out of what we have provided them, secretly and openly,
and who avert evil by repaying it with good. It is these who shall have the best end of the present abode. Everlasting gardens of paradise, where they themselves, and also such of them as are righteous and fit for earning a place in heaven, from among their fathers, and their spouses, and their children, shall enter. And angels shall attend on them from every door, saying, Peace be ever upon you, because you patiently persevered in virtues and guarded against sin. How excellent and blissful is the reward of this abode in the hereafter. But as for those who break the covenant they made with Allah, after having ratified it, and sever the ties Allah has commanded to be kept, and disturb the peace of the country, it is these on whom lies the disapproval of Allah, and they shall have an evil end of this abode. Allah amplifies the means of livelihood for such of his people as he will, and straitens them for such of them as he will. Some people are happy with the present life, whereas the present life, as compared with the hereafter, is but a fleeting and insignificant enjoyment. And those who disbelieve say, Why has no sign of the destruction of his opponents been revealed to this prophet from his Lord? Say, Verily Allah lets him go astray who wishes to be left in error, and guides to himself only those who turn again and again to him. Those who believe and whose hearts find peace in the remembrance of Allah, look, it is in the remembrance of Allah alone that the hearts really find peace. Those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, an enviable state of bliss is theirs in this world, and an excellent and blissful place of return awaits them in the hereafter. It is therefore we have sent you to a people before whom other peoples have passed away, so that you may recite to them that Quran which we have revealed to you. Yet they disbelieve in God the Most Gracious. Say, He is my Lord, there is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but He. In Him do I put my trust, and to Him is my complete return. Had there been a Quran whereby mountains could be moved, or whereby the earth could be torn asunder, or whereby the dead could be made to speak, it is this very Quran indeed. Behold, the commandment and all power belongs to Allah. Have not those who believe realized yet that if Allah had enforced His will, He would have indeed guided all humankind? And as for those who disbelieve, one calamity or the other will continue to befall them owing to their evil activities, till you come to a light in their neighborhood, until the promise of Allah about the conquest of Mecca comes to pass. Verily Allah will not fail this promise of His. And surely messengers before you were treated scornfully, but at first I granted respite to those who disbelieved, after that I took them to task. And behold how exemplary was then my punishment. How shall he who stands watchful over each and every soul as to what it accomplishes? Let them go unpunished in spite of his knowledge. And yet they ascribe to Allah several partners. Say, would you name their attributes? And would you inform him of something important which is on the earth but unknown to him? Or are these merely empty and false words? Nay. The fact of the matter is that their designing and their activities are made fair-seeming to the believers by Satan, and they have been barred from the right path, and he whom Allah forsakes has no guide. They are doomed to punishment in the present life and the next, but the punishment of the hereafter will, of course, be graver still. They will have no savior at all from the punishment of Allah. the likeness of the Garden of Paradise, which has been promised to those who become secure against sin and are dutiful, is that of a garden served with running streams to keep it green and flourishing. It has everlasting fruit, and so will be its shade. Such is the end of those who guard against sins, but the end of disbelievers is the fire. And those to whom we have given the insight of the book rejoice at what has been revealed to you. But there are some factions of other religions who deny some of its parts. Say, I have only been commanded to worship Allah and not to associate anything with him. To him do I call you, and to him is my return. Just as we revealed other scriptures, so have we revealed it, the Quran, as a clear judgment couched in Arabic. And if you, O reader, were to follow their vain desires, after the knowledge has come to you, you will have not a single helper, nor a savior against the punishment of Allah. And most surely we sent before you many messengers, and we gave them wives and children. Yet it was not possible for a messenger to bring a sign but by Allah's command. For everything that has an appointed term, there is a divine law to regulate it. Allah repeals the law relating to punishment what he will, and he establishes and confirms what he pleases, and with him is the source and origin of all laws and commandments. We will indeed let you witness, O Muhammad, the realization of some of the punishments with which we threaten them, the disbelievers, with, before we cause you to die. You are responsible only for the delivery of the message, and the reckoning is our own responsibility. Do they not see that we are invading the land of disbelief and are gradually reducing and curtailing it from its sides? Allah judges the matter. There is none to reverse his judgment. Swift is he at calling to account. And their predecessors did devise plans against the truth, but all effective devising and the success of the plans rest with Allah. He knows what every person accomplishes. The disbelievers will soon come to know who will gain the good and successful end of this abode. And those who disbelieve say, you are not a sent one of God. Say, Allah suffices as a witness between me and you, and so are those who possess knowledge of the divine book. Ibrahim, Abraham. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Alif Lam Ra, I am Allah, the all-seeing. This is a great book which we have revealed to you, that you may bring humankind by the leave of their Lord out of different kinds of darkness into light, to the path of the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. To the path of Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. And woe to the disbelievers for a dreadful punishment that will befall them. Such as prefer the present life to the hereafter, and forsake the path of Allah, and hinder the people from it, and try to paint it as crooked, seeking to undertake it by remaining crooked. It is these who have gone far off in error. And we sent no messenger, but he spoke the language of his people, so that he might make all our messages clear to them. Yet Allah leaves in error those who wish to remain in error, and guides him who wishes to be guided to the right path. And he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. And we sent Moses with our signs, saying, bring forth your people from different kinds of darkness into light, and remind them of Allah's favors and punishments. Behold, there are signs in these narratives for every patiently persevering and grateful person. And call to mind when Moses said to his people, remember Allah's blessings upon you when he delivered you from the people of Pharaoh, who afflicted you with painful sufferings, and slew your sons and spared your women, to make them immodest. And in that deliverance there was a great reward from your Lord. And recall when your Lord made it known to you, if you indeed be thankful, I will bestow more favors on you. But if you are ungrateful, you will find that my punishment is, of course, most severe. Moses said, if you turn ungrateful, you and everyone on this earth altogether, remember that Allah stands in need of no thanks. Verily, Allah is self-sufficient, praiseworthy in His own right. Has not the important news come to you of your predecessors, the people of Noah, the tribes of Ad and Thamud, and those who came after them? None know them now but Allah. Their messengers of God came to them with clear proofs, but they put their hands again and again on their mouths, showing great resentment and out of rage, saying, we have already rejected that revelation you have been sent with, and in fact we are in disquieting doubt as to that faith you call us to. Their messengers of God said, is there any doubt about Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth? He calls you to himself that he may protect you against your sins and grant you respite till an appointed time, to the end of your lives. They said, you are nothing but a human being like ourselves. You desire to stop us from worshiping that which our forefathers have been worshiping, so you better bring us some manifest authority. Their messengers of God said to them, it is true we are nothing but human beings like yourselves, but Allah shows his favors by sending revelations and prophethood to such of his servants as he will. It is not possible for us to bring you an authority except by the leave of Allah. We put our trust in him, and in Allah alone should the believers put their trust. And why should we not put our trust in Allah while he has guided us in our ways? We will surely endure patiently all persecutions you have subjected us to. So in Allah alone, let those put their trust who have learnt to put their trust in him. And those who disbelieved then said to their messengers of God, we will assuredly turn you out of our country, or you will have to return to our creed. Then did their Lord send his revelation to them, saying, we will invariably destroy these wrongdoers, and we will surely make you occupy the country after them. That promise shall hold good for every one of him who fears to stand before my tribunal and fears my threatful warning. They sought a judgment, but when it came, every haughty person and enemy of truth met with no success and was utterly disappointed. Gehenna lies before him, where he shall be made to drink boiling and repulsive water. He will try to sip it, but will not be able to swallow it easily, and death shall come to him from every quarter, yet he shall not die. Moreover, he shall see before him further harsh doom. The works of those who disbelieve in the messages and blessings of their Lord are like ashes on which the wind blows violently on a tempestuous day. They shall have no power to reap the fruit of their deeds. That is indeed an extremely ruinous error. Have you, O reader, not considered that Allah created the heavens and the earth to suit the requirements of truth and wisdom? If he so will, he can do away with you and bring forth a new creation. And that is not at all difficult for Allah. Beware of the day when people shall appear before Allah in a body so that the weak shall say to those who consider themselves great, we were your followers definitely. Can you not help to save us today in any manner against the punishment of Allah? They will reply, Had Allah guided us to a way of deliverance, we would surely have guided you. It makes no difference for us now whether we show impatience or remain patient. There is no way of escape for us this day. When the judgment of God has been passed and matter decided, Satan will say to these people, "Verily, Allah made you a true promise, and I also made you a promise, but I failed you. I had no authority over you. However, I called you, and you obeyed me. Therefore, blame me not now, but you should blame your own selves. I can render you no help, nor can you render me any help, inasmuch as you're associating me as partner with God. I have already declared that I have nothing to do with it. As for the wrongdoers, there awaits them a grievous punishment. But those who believe and do righteous deeds shall be made to enter gardens served with running streams to keep them green and flourishing. There they shall abide in forever by the leave of their Lord. Their greeting therein shall be peace." Have you, O reader, not considered how Allah compares a holy word to a good tree, whose each root is firm and whose every branch spreads out to the very sky? This tree goes on bringing forth its fruit at all times by the leave of its Lord. And Allah gives excellent descriptions of things for the people so that they may take heed. And the likeness of an evil word is as an evil tree, which can be uprooted from above the earth. It has no stability. Allah strengthens those who have believed with the true word firmly established, both in the present life and in the hereafter. Allah punishes the wrongdoers, and Allah does whatever He will. Have you not seen those who have done away with Allah's favor for their ingratitude? They have landed their people into the abode of ruin. In Jahannam they shall enter it. What a wretched place to settle in. And they set up compeers to Allah to lead people astray from His path. Say, "Well, enjoy yourselves a while. You are heading towards the fire." Say to my servants who have believed to observe prayer and to spend secretly and openly out of that which we have provided for them before there comes a day of reckoning when neither bargaining nor fast friendship shall help them to get salvation. Allah is He who created the heavens and the earth, and He causes water to come down from the clouds, and He brings down fruit therewith to be your sustenance. He has made subservient to you the ships, that they may sail through the sea by His leave, and He has made subservient to you the rivers also. And He has made subservient to you the sun and the moon, both moving constantly according to some fixed laws, and He has made subservient to you the night and the day. He has given you of all that you wanted of Him by your natural demand. And if you try to count Allah's bounties, you will not be able to number them. Surely a human being is very unjust, very ungrateful. Recall the time when Abraham said, "My Lord, make this would-be city of Mecca secure and a haven of peace, and keep me and my children away from worshiping idols. My Lord, a large number of people has gone astray because of these idols, to be sure. Then whoso follows me, he is certainly of me. As for the person who disobeys me, I can say only, you are indeed great protector against the false, ever merciful. Our Lord, I have settled some of my children in an uncultivatable valley of Mecca, in the vicinity of your holy house. Our Lord, I have done so that they may observe prayer. Then make the hearts of the people incline towards them, and provide them with fruit so that they may always give thanks. Our Lord, you know all that we keep secret and all that we make known. There is nothing either in the earth or in the heaven that may be hidden from Allah. All true and perfect praise belongs to Allah, who has given me, despite my old age, Ismail and Isaac. My Lord is, of course, the hearer of prayers. My Lord, make me a constant and steadfast observer of prayer, and my children as well. Our Lord, bestow your grace on us and accept my prayer. Our Lord, protect me, my parents, and the believers against faults on the day when the reckoning takes place. And, O reader, do not think that Allah is unaware of all that these wrongdoers do. He only defers their punishment to the day when the eyes of the people will fixedly stare in horror. They will be running in panic, with their necks outstretched and their heads erect. They will not be able to wink their eyes, and their hearts utterly void of courage and hope. Warn these people of the day when the threatened punishment overtakes them, and those who are unjust will say, Our Lord, grant us respite for a short term. We will respond to your call and follow the messengers. It will be said to them, Did you not swear before now that you would never have a fall? You said this, though you occupied the dwelling places of those who had wronged themselves, and it had been clear to you how we had dealt with them, the unjust. We have set forth all these descriptions for you clearly. They have already hatched their plots. But even though they have plots that can move mountains, Allah has power over rendering their plots ineffective. So, O reader, do not think that Allah is going to break his promise he made to his messengers. Allah is Almighty, Lord of Retribution. Beware of the day when this earth will be changed into another earth, and the heavens as well shall be superseded by other heaven. And they, all people, shall appear before Allah, the One, the Most Supreme. And on that day you shall see these guilty bound together in chains. Pitch will form their raiments, and the fire shall envelop their faces. This will be so that Allah may reward every soul according to his deeds. Verily, Allah is swift at reckoning. This Quran is a message to and sufficient to meet all the requirements of all humankind. It has other aims to serve, and that they may be warned thereby, and that they may know that he is the only one God, and that those possessed of pure knowledge may take heed.
Al-Hijr, the Rock. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Alif Lam Ra. I am Allah, the All-Seeing. These are the verses of the perfect book and of the Quran that distinguishes the right from the wrong.